This is the one and only Apex Talk Radio Music Monday.
Apex Talk Radio would like to welcome you to the panel. Apex Talk Radio. Apex Talk Radio would like to thank you for listening to the panel. If you'd like to join the show today, please feel free and call 646-716-8552. Apex Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody out there? This is Apex Talk Radio. Big Mike is in the house. D to the M on myself is in the house right now on the panel
for you guys today.
What's up, Big Mike, and how was your day, sir?
Oh, shoot. Well, just same old same, you know, up and get my grind on, get my paper right, you know, living life. That's like
Amen.
I like it.
Amen.
You know. So what's on your end of the spectrum? I'm at the south end. You at the north end of the spectrum. What's going on with your end of the world?
Oh man! Besides the snow, trying to snow for real. in April.
Crazy.
At the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm all right. I feel better than I did yesterday. I'm sorry about yesterday if I seemed a little down. To everybody out there listening to Apex. I feel a lot better today. I don't know what happened. Something came over me. Don't know what it is, but just something did. So, you know, just sitting here now feeling a lot better. And you know how it is. Even if you don't feel 100%, feeling 20% better than the day before when you were sick, you feel a lot better. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? Like, that's probably most of it. Just feeling a lot
right.
better and trying to get back at it. You know, cause sometimes this stuff makes you think about stuff you shouldn't be thinking about. But, you know, I'm back here in the flesh. Or on your internet
yeah,
now, or archive listeners, we back here for you, Apex Talk Radio.
Man.
That's what's up. So real quick, we're going to add another segment on to, just so we can tell y'all to be familiar, we're going to add a little segment on to the panel just to change things up a little bit, just because I think that this helps us as hosts get you guys on track out there listening to us, because I heard, you know, I had a couple people tell me, I don't know what y'all going to do on the panel. I said, well, if you read the thing, then I had to stop myself. And I said, you know what? Listen, you know, just listen to us. And the panel is the serious talk show. If you normally, when y'all tuned in, Big Mike is being passionate about something. I'm talking to a union rep, I mean, an actual union steward, or actually a guy who's part of the union. Not in the union, but he runs the union. He's the intermediary between for the union talking. So we're always talking to somebody, something serious going on. We talk to the psychologists on the show. We've done a lot of stuff with the panel, trying to be on a serious note. And what we found out is that sometimes people get scared of that, or they just want to listen and with no feedback. So what we do today is we're gonna switch it up a little bit, and we're gonna call it off top. And that's what I named. I don't know if Mike like it. If Mike don't like it, he'll tell me, and we'll change it for next week. Off top is about just off the top of the day, just basically like hot news at the time, stuff in the news that me, Big Mike, or the Prince have saw that we want to address, and that's non-sport related and that's non-entertainment wise, just actual real news, what's going on in real life, politicians, police brutality, you know, even you know, because we've done it first. I think our first panel, Mike, those two kids got shot, so we even did, you know, black on black crime in our community first. I think that was one of our first panels. We did that right away.
Right.
We was on it right, talking about that. And so we ain't just bringing up police doing stuff. We bringing up people doing stuff to other people, period. You know what I mean? So we do it all here on the panel. Anything serious you want to call them, if something happened in your neck of the woods that we need to know about, we need to bring attention to, that's what you would call up for this for today. So this is not a freestyle day per se, but this is just going to be what being
more
Big
like
Mike
news, more like a news day.
Just more like a news day for the first hour, and then we'll have some scripted on the back end. So y'all don't hear me talking no more. Big Mike, what's the first big news item that you want to get into today?
Well, I had seen something. I know you've seen this on Facebook. At first, I was going to go with this one thought I had talked to you about. But I thought about something what you just said, something newsworthy. Like, even though this happened last week, I'm sorry, I'm going to be off. I'm already starting off bad. This one guy ran over this two-year-old. We were talking about this before. He ran over this two-year-old and killed him, and the guy came out and actually said to him, you signed your death warrant, and shot him in the face multiple times. A bullet bounced up because a 15-year-old ran up there to see what was going on with the sibling, and a bullet bounced off the ground and hit him. He died in surgery later that day. Then the dude proceeded to run to Chicago.
Right.
And the police busted in on him, and he killed himself.
He killed himself.
You know what I'm saying? He killed
himself.
Yeah,
man. The tragedy. That was definitely one of the many tragedies that we have to hear about for sure, though, Mike. Hey, I remember listening to that, and I think they kind of told me, yeah, that guy, she like said something when they got him, when he killed himself or whatever. She said something, and I didn't know what story it was tied to, and then all of a sudden, yeah, then they start going in the news, this and that. And I was like, wow, just, you know, it. God forbid,
because
man.
Because what
happened,
though, the mama of the child that ran over, you know, the guy was down there saying, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? You know, this was actually a dude, you know, and imagine he's a convicted bank robber. He just got off the joint. He had just got off the joint.
Oh.
And for him to have a gun, it's kind of beyond me. But you know, you can get a gun a dime a dozen.
Right.
You know, the mama went to the party with four kids. She left with 50% of her 50% of her lifestyle of her kids. So she went there with four. She only came back with two. You know what I'm saying? And you know, two, both of them kids was her that passed. You know, they got killed that day. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't at the time. At the time, I was sitting there looking at it, I couldn't even imagine because, you know, something like that probably wouldn't set in, like, really hard, you know, it set in because, you know, what happened. But, you know, as the days and weeks goes on, the time moves on, it has to get even harder. So I was just sitting there thinking about it, I'm like, wow, if you know, your children are not there anymore. You know what I'm saying? It got to be a hard pill to swallow. And now you lost your brother. Because he was at the party, you know, I don't know, like I said, I'm going to say this one more time, I don't know why the fuck he got a gun at the party, you know what I'm saying, And then, like I said, it's two families messed up because he left four kids. No, he had four kids.
Right.
The dude that ran over the kid had four kids himself. That is just a tragedy all the way round.
Either. Well, no, I was just getting there. I was like, even the story don't even make sense, you know, somewhat. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, I was looking at the story, and that's why I kept thinking it was multiple stories. Just because of what happened, shit even escalated that way. And I understand, like okay, I would understand if it's my kid outside, the kid's got run over, he got out saying hi, I got a pistol on me, I'm pissed off, I shoot dude, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I see those turn of events can happen that way. They shouldn't, but you're angry already. I mean, he can get out and say he's sorry, but was he really going to wait for the police? You know, who was watching the two-year-old kid outside anyway? I mean, there's lots of stuff that people always want to ask those questions.
Right.
But I'm like, no. I'm like, that ain't the point. The point is a little kid got killed, and the dude actually stopped. You know what I mean? People are getting hit, and people ain't stopping. You know, he at least stopped,
right.
And hammer heads would have been like, you know, just call it whatever. And then, now you're saying the guy who was driving to hit the kid, he was out on parole?
No, no. The guy that shot the guy that hit the kid, he was
okay,
out.
So the guy who hit the kid got shot and killed.
Right.
Okay, now, see, I understand that. Now, I'm not condoning it. I'm saying I understand that. Okay, so then the guy who kills him ends up killing the guy, but then bullets ricochet and hit his own nephew?
Yeah, hit the 15-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. That is even... That's just stupidity at its biggest. Oh, man. Jeez, Mike, I don't even know what to tell you, man. That story is tragic all the way around, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I can even understand. Check it out. I'm telling you, I would. If I, okay, say that happened to one of us. You know what I'm saying? God forbid that happened.
Oh my God.
Period. That we hit a kid like that or whatever, something jump off like that. You know what I'm saying? I can understand someone catching a serious motherfucking beat down. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I understand the aggression. Right.
I'm gonna be behind that because people are gonna be angry immediately because this child is dead. But for me to flat out just pull out a gun and just he shot him multiple times in the face, multiple times. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, this is crazy. When my wife sit here, she said, sometimes I'm gonna tell you something. So I didn't know what it was about. She said, let me tell you some tragic stuff that her having. She gave it to me blow by blow, script by script. And I remember exactly what happened, man. And that was to me, that was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. How all these lives have been changed by one accident. Turned into two accidents with two kids dying and a murder and a suicide. Fatherless children, you know, just like that.
Well, that's,
you know,
man, you know, that's, you know, that's, that alone is just bad. I was thinking about something here. I was just sitting here thinking about if, you know, things, you know, and like I said, I understand, like, somebody being upset and then whooping his ass until the police got there or something. The gun thing, I mean, I even understand the multiple times, Mike. I mean, it all happened, like, especially if they saw it happen. From what I heard, the guys were outside, and I don't know if he was watching the kids, so he felt probably extra special about it. And,
he probably
man,
outside smoking a cigarette, you know what I'm saying, or something. You know, just looking out
right,
back.
And
if
what happened, he probably like, dude, you know. And that's the thing, though, you're not, when people aren't in their right mind already, like you said, a felon walking around with a pistol on him anyway, that was another thing. You know what I'm saying? And this is just something that we do ourselves. And then we get mad at Kendrick Lamar for saying, how am I supposed to, you know, feel about Trayvon Martin and all this stuff happening when I know that since I used to gangbang, I could kill a dude as black as me too. You know what I'm saying? I understand where that comes from. But this right here, I don't think this is a black and white issue either. I just don't know. I'm not gonna say that different people will handle it, because if I saw it, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know what to tell you. Like I understand, but then to be going shooting all wild and crazy, and bullets are ricocheting and killing other people. I mean, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was you doing? So in other words, this person, obviously, I ain't gonna say he went crazy for that. He was already a little bit off in the first place. To be walking around a felon who can go back just for, he ain't got to do nothing with the gun. If he just get patted down, then he going right back. You know what I'm saying? So so just the mentality of these, the person, you know, you beget something. You know what I mean? It's like you are what you are. They look what you do. You still fucking up something else. You know, you got to make change. I know plenty of people who, I ain't going to call them felons because I don't like that word. You know what I'm saying? I don't like people to be called felon. If you're a felon, you're in jail. Once you get out of jail, your new slate starts for everybody. For everybody. Right. Even if you're on paper, your new slate starts. And this is a saying, Mike, that's going to kind of put us in perspective, because our lives could be changed by any little moment. You can spend all your life doing great, being good, being careful. It only take a few seconds to fuck all of it up. It only take a few seconds to mess something up, because, and people don't even understand that. They don't understand that at all. They do not understand that aspect of it right there, especially if you've been in any situations where you are, you know, you've hurt somebody before and you can't do. Like, for example, I'm not going to say anything, but I know a guy, Mike will be familiar with this, that if he would have never told me, I would have never thought that he ever did anything wrong, personally, on a big level. You know, I've been involved in my shit, you know, but this person, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not at liberty to tell his story, but this person that I know still gets hounded by it now, and he shouldn't get hounded by it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That whole pay your debt to society shit is crazy, but then this dude right here, he out on parole, He obviously got to feel that he has to be somewhere where he needs to carry a firearm, which if I got to be anywhere where I got to carry my weapon with me, there's an issue with where I'm going.
Right.
Think about it for a minute.
Exactly.
Think about it for a minute. That's what I said. Well, I need it. I got on it. Yeah, there's people that are like that. I didn't grow up carrying a weapon, so therefore me carrying a weapon is for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's, I just want to carry it. It's my right. No, fuck that. Me and Mike, I don't know about, I can't speak for Mike, but I've been in the middle of some shit, shootouts or whatever, and that's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb shit. So I have every reason to just be walking around every day carrying, but I don't, because I don't need to. I don't feel I need to be anywhere where I'm not safe. Whenever I go home, even, I was on 12th and Center. My aunt, well, I call her my aunt, but she my mom, or she tells you my mom, whatever. I'm just chilling. I ain't been there in years. I'm just chilling on the corner. And because I told Mike this a long time ago, I said, if I got to be scared of something, well, F it. You know, if something's going to happen to me, it's going to happen to me, oh well. And I'm not being reckless with it, I'm just saying. So I wouldn't be in this situation in the first place, but everybody don't think like me. I'm a 40-year-old man, almost, and that's different for me. I'm in a whole different aspect. I don't know how old this guy was, but he knew he messed up. Otherwise, he wouldn't have ran. If he was so distraught by what happened, he wouldn't have ran at all. The problem was he started thinking like a criminal. He said, I'm not going back. He started thinking like that. And I never want that up in my head. I don't care what I've done. I would never want that up in my head. And he was going to go back. And you'll never want someone to open your head. So he was already in over his head, already on parole where he needed a strap. He ended up using that strap. And I don't know what Mike, I can't even ask you, did he think he was going to get off by multiple shooting somebody in the face and just killed this little niece? I mean, I'm just asking.
I don't think, you know, with this right here, I don't know if you're going to get off because of the simple fact, you know, you killed a little boy, but, you know, like I said, I think, you know, emotions ran too deep, and I didn't think he was going to get off. I don't think he thought that at all. You know, he already probably a two-time loser, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy that, you know, you can rob a bank and they carry more time than you kill somebody. That's crazy how they guard their money. But what I'm saying is this. ain't no way in hell he's gonna get off anyway. He knew that.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But in his mind, what I'm saying is, I don't think he don't think about.
You have to
think
what's in
you know
his
what I'm
mind.
Saying? Like in his mind, like that never crossed his mind. Right. That could have crossed his mind. Like there's no way.
If you shoot somebody in the face, if you shoot somebody in the face multiple times, it didn't cross my mind. Only thing you seen, yo man, all you seen was red. All you seen was red.
Right, so they can say he's crazy, but you know they can say he's crazy. But at the same time, you already a felon. Why do you got a gun? You know they gonna ask you the other question. They gonna ask you.
That's what I'm on right now.
They gonna ask you if you're mad. They gonna ask you how'd you get the gun? Where'd you get the firearm? And you know he gonna say I ain't saying whatever I brought up the street or whatever. And you know he ain't gonna cooperate probably. I mean I'm just saying I'm not trying to go through the scenario like that. I'm just trying to get in the mind state. You know, just trying to get to wrap my head around. That, because I understand the aggression. I understood the reaction, I should say. Not the shooting, but him being angry. I understood that part. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I understood it. Like Mike said, because sometimes people don't want to admit that they're wrong, or I should say that something was a legitimate accident. Everybody thinks if somebody does something to you, they're doing it for malicious reasons. It so happened. This dude driving, you know, he messed up. Obviously, he did something. I don't know if he was drinking. Well, we won't know nothing. He did. But we don't know what his state was as far as it goes because people sometimes don't ask it because sometimes it happens at work. Something will happen, and I have to look around and make sure I assess it right. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare, but if something happened, I'd be like, the hell? Oh, no, man, whatever. I look at the scenario, I say, well, why would this person do that real quick? And I do it processing real fast because back when I was younger, I have a temper. I'm sure this guy was young. I'm sure he was young, Mike. I'm sure he was a younger guy. And, you know, the tempers were different at different levels of at different ages because you go from not giving a fuck to I care a whole bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, people in life don't understand that part. All of us had a point where we said we ain't give a damn. Then we had something reset us, and we said, "Yeah, okay, we do actually care." And that's called what they call growing up, so to say. So my understanding of this whole thing, Mike, is that there's no way that this could have been any worse than the little girl dying, because the dude ended up killing his own people anyway. Still. You just talk about a bad
right.
bounce, and I'm not trying to be funny. You know, don't talk about like a bad bounce. Are you? How does that happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that happen? Like that? Like, I can't even wrap my head around it a little bit though, Mike. Because I heard about it, and I just dismissed it. Like, yeah, here we go again, more shit. And then I hear about stuff like that. That just like makes me say, man, you know, we need to do more. You know, especially from me and you, be it through our experiences. We need to do more. You know what I'm saying? We need to do more that we can do. You know, we can't save everybody, but we can, you know, we can do more. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. Always, you can always know what. It's always room. You know, it's always room for improvement. Always in your lifestyle, it's always something you can do and decide to do better. It's kind of like you remember the movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
It took him over 30-something days to get that shit right, to get the right moment to get girl, to get old girl. That just shows you how life goes. it takes you a while to get. Groundhog Day is a good analogy of how, you know, how you mess up, and just keep trying and find different ways and different avenues to do stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
right.
it ain't no Groundhog Day when.
Right, I was going to say that next.
Believe that. When he hit that child, he wished he'd wake up the next morning at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And start all
I can't
over
imagine,
again. You know
I
what
can't
I mean?
Imagine,
can you
imagine? I can't even imagine
right,
that from that aspect. Me like, driving and hitting a kid. I always thought that. I said, there's no way I could drive off or none of that stuff. There's no way. I'm devastated. I've always thought that. You know what I mean? Like, damn, if I hit somebody, grown person or not, you know what I'm saying? I'd always be like, man, this is not. You know what I'm saying? Like, your day is messed up, too. You didn't, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was already whatever messed up himself, and then to have,
He was on his knees. He was on the ground like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, that's all he could do. Nothing else he could do. You know what I'm saying? Dude said, you signed your death warrant and shot him down.
Well, hey, that's just craziness, man. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Man,
oh,
it was just
wow,
like I said, you know,
It went from
homicide, you know, to a suicide, to a vehicular man, you get hit by a car.
You got three funerals now, though. There ain't no vehicular or nothing.
Yep.
Now, there's three funerals, then one on the other side. So they got three funerals on the one family, the dude shooting everybody, because his two nephews got to get buried. And then, or was it a little girl that got hit?
It was a little girl.
Okay, so a little girl and his nephew get shot, and they both die. And then, so that whole family got to go through that, plus with him. So that's
mm-hmm.
three right there, and the other family got the one to do. And you know, it's messing up, you know. Man. That's just crazy. Wow, I don't know.
Everything is reported now because it was on social media before it was on the news now.
Yeah, man, because people in the streets, you know, it's kind of like with Ferguson. Like some of my first things with Ferguson, for example, were off Twitter and stuff. It wasn't in the news. It was people putting video up on YouTube and stuff right away. Like it was people just boom, 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 you know, craziness. So,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know,
well, that's a sad thing, man.
I always say my prayers go out. You know, he left back for, you know, he took away a father of four kids and a wife. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know the man killed his little girl that ran him over, but then you know he lost a brother, you know, and a son. And he lost his nephew. So prayers go out to him too because it got to be devastating to you. It got to be one of the, you know. I couldn't wrap my mind around it. Something, you know, see, because I always do this. I promise you, I always do this. I think about that. I said, man, once someone hit my son, I have a 2-year-old, and then, you know, when my son was walking through, was going on, and I got a family member in my house, you know, that's reckless, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to say he was being reckless. He's shooting the person that hit my son, and then it actually hit my other son. I mean, I put myself right up. I was like, man, I will be fucking devastated.
I don't think it's coming back right away. There's no coming back, you know, for that, you know. There's no way, you know.
I'm already mad at old boy. Because he hit my kid. Now I'm upset with my brother because you ain't been so motherfucking reckless, you know what I'm saying? And I know hindsight 50-50, you know, whatever. Now you killed my other kid. Man, what the fuck, man? I mean, I wouldn't be worth shit to nobody.
Right.
I wouldn't be worth shit. I promise
you. Yeah, I believe
you,
man.
For a long-ass time. Man, that's a... Whew. Oh man,
yeah.
I always put myself in that situation. How would I feel? Man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Man.
And on that note, hey, if y'all out there and y'all wanna give us a call and chime in about this, we're gonna move on in a second here, but if you wanna call in and chime in about this particular incident, that happened, this tragic incident, feel free to give us a call at 646-716-8552. That's 646-716-8552. Yeah, condolences to the family, though, for real. Like, I don't know how y'all going to do it, you know, put your faith in God and you know, time, when people say time heals all, I just think when the time is right, you will heal. And I don't think you never heal up all the way. There's always going to be that scar there, and you're always going to look and see that scar. And I think that's the part about life, you know. Us getting older, I don't know about you, Mike, but us getting older, we tend to think about life, you know, like, dang, man, you know, am I on the backside? What I got to do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, we think about that a little bit more as mortality gets closer for us. You know.
Right.
I don't know about, like I said, I can't talk for Big Mike, but for myself, I mean, I often find myself in situations like, dang, you know, this right here is this right here is that. And then, you know, be to want to go before other people so that way you ain't got to deal with that. You know, you think about stuff like that, and it's like, man, you know, just kids, you know, it's really tragic. And I'm gonna move on a little bit here. I'm just gonna hit y'all up with this. I mean, we see these situations happen, individual situations and stuff, but you know, there's still mass killings and there's kids that can't go to school. There's always fighting and gunfire all around the world. I mean, and it's like for this person to pull out a gun, for this person to pull out a gun and shoot like that, you know, there's other places around where kids can't even be out in the streets to play without gunfire going off and whatever else that people are scared of for their kids. And it's just like, it's always a gun battle, you know, and I think back and I try to be like, you know, it's better living here than it is there. And then you hear stuff like this happen, it's like, wow, it's like it's too close to home almost. You know, can you imagine like that happens? Kids get run over with tanks in other countries and people don't care. They don't say nothing about it, Mike, you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like a crazy little thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I know that if the news would report the other stuff that way or if people would listen, you know, you can't fix everything, but it's like you hear this stuff and you're like, man, something got to happen, some kind of peace on the street, something kind of happen, you know? And you wish everybody in the situation, now it's easy to say everybody should be compassionate. The kid already been ran over. Man, he out, he's saying he's sorry. That's rational thinking, though. Nobody can think rational emotionally. And that's the part that I think, if you want to understand it, if they try to make sense out of it, like I just had to make sense out of it now, because me and Big Mike both said we'd be a little emotional at the time, too, and we don't know what would happen. You might just see red and you know, whether you want to air him out or not, that's another thing. You know, that's a whole other topic for discussion because, you know, people can't get...
Right.
People can't get the understanding, you know what I'm saying, right away, half the time, you know, about stuff when, for example...
And let me tell you like this, I was at work, this was last week, and, you know...
I got
at work with this dude, right, you know what I'm saying, that it came to where we bumped each other when we passed each other. It could have easy escalated to me hitting this dude or him hitting me, and we sitting there tussling in the damn at the workplace. It was that,
right.
It could have been that easy with that wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because I was heated. Now, if he would have tried to throw hands, I'm going to know, you know, this street come back to me like I'm about to do what I got to do, whatever. But just tell you, check your fucking emotions, man, before you do shit. Yeah. You know, and we don't, and that's the problem that we have as people, not just black folks or anybody, as people in general. Check your fucking emotions for, and I know it's just like I'm looking at it now, you know, looking at the situation now. I went back and apologized to dude, so we cool as hell right now. But then people say, well, you had to let him know. But that would have been no comfort to me if I would have lost my job.
Right, exactly. Don't listen to nobody talking about what you had to do. You knew what happened. You guys are grown men, and I've had that happen where I've talked on the show. I've had to check people. And it wasn't threatening. It's just, look, I'm a man. You're going to treat me as such. If you don't fuck with me, don't talk to me. We good. Stay the hell away from me. We good. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what sometimes it needs to be. You know? Like you said, if I was emotional, I wouldn't have a job. You know, just like you, I'd be out of a job if that happened. You know what I mean?
Right. But the thing was, we actually made physical contact with each other. He walked past me and I walked past him, and we linked into each other and bumped each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what we did.
Right.
And that was the wrong part right there. And like I said, because we was face to face arguing, you know, across the table. And then my friend said, "Well, here he comes." So my dumb ass saying, when she said, "Here he comes," I'm taking my dumb ass around the machine. You know what I'm saying? Period. And then we walk up there, boom! I bumped him, boom! Knocked him to the machine. And I just kept going though. You know what I'm saying? But see, in that moment, I should have stopped and thought. And
right.
I didn't. And then that time right there is when I could have lost my job if dude was such a bitch. If he was kind, had any kind of motherfucking heart about something, I ain't trying to be funny because, you know, I know motherfuckers. I see motherfuckers. I knew the type of motherfucker he was when I seen him. But he wanted to try to get loud and indignant because in front of some ladies, and I should have just let him roll on with the shit and moved on with my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Well, you know, people try to test you. Right.
And He was, but see,
yeah, people started to test you, right?
I should have never squared off with him and came around
right.
and come around that machine and get ready to square off with him. See, that's why my mistake was. See, the motherfuckers say they'll do anything they want to. It depends on how you receive it. When that
right.
dude hit that little girl and killed the little girl, he took this some kind of personal way and shot this man because he didn't check his motherfucking emotions in, and then he killed his motherfucker because he didn't want to go back to prison.
Right.
That's
and that's the only reason why he killed himself.
Himself.
Because he couldn't deal with it. I bet you he couldn't, because he was running. You know what I mean? Obviously, he was in Chicago. He was running. So my thing about that whole thing was, you know, he was in there when he found out that they were getting booked.
Wait a minute. Some family member turned to me. They didn't know he was in Chicago. He was in Milwaukee. Somebody in his family turned to me and told him where he was.
Well.
I'm telling you.
Oh, well, because they knew he did wrong.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but go ahead for your point. But you're right.
Right.
It's just crazy. Check yourself, man. Man, people need to check themselves. I understand that.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Man, definitely something that, you know, we need to, people in general, like, that's a good lesson from that, is people do need to check themselves. They need to check themselves, and they need to, and you know, we listen to music, we get charged up, we don't like somebody, and we say we wish he would. And this ain't even a color. This is everybody. There's people
mm-hmm.
at work. I know two dudes at work that get away with not having to help the other people doing something. Like, there's four guys, they all work together at work, their team. Well, if the one guy don't like the other guy, now, because we had the situation. I ain't going to name no names, but everybody who worked with me, they'll know. All right, but I'm going to tell you the story so you can understand it. The one dude don't like the other dude and vice versa. For whatever reason, whatever they don't like, I don't care. Normally, everybody that's on that crew got to go up and help out when certain stuff happens or if certain stuff goes on. But if the one person in the vicinity, if that one other dude is in the vicinity, the other dude won't go up there and help. And vice versa. So I don't understand how that can exist at the job when everybody else can't do that. So I didn't understand that ever, and nobody says nothing about it. Nobody does nothing. They just and this is one of them, the older guy. He's been there for a little while, and the other one's been there probably a little bit longer than me. So I just still don't understand the dynamic. Like, I don't understand the dynamic of it at all, and how that could get away with. Like, the one dude can't be in the same room with the other dude, but you know, and we're at work. You know what I'm saying, type of thing. And I don't understand. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, is that a checked emotion or is this just these dudes is just being silly? I don't know that I could be in a workplace like that. Like if I knew somebody was openly whatever, we have beef like that, we have a problem. At some point, it's something you would think something's going to happen at some point. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I don't understand. I don't get how people can just be hateful all the time to somebody for reasons that don't go beyond he slapped my mama back in the day, or what else can it be? He slept with my wife. Like, that's something I could be mad at somebody for a while. Let's see what else.
It's all kind of shit.
It's small shit, though. It's shit that it's no, not small stuff. It has to be big stuff. It can't be small. It can't be minuscule. Not liking somebody, they fucked me at work a little bit, you know what I mean? Meaning, like, somebody left something for me and I got to do it type thing, because that shit happens all the time and all work, right? So,
oh yeah,
not necessarily that, but at the same time, just I'm just trying to think, like there's no, I mean, because you know me, I mean, and that's the other thing, people's mindset, I try to get along at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I try to
too.
Fit in where I'm at. I try to get along and I try to fit in where I'm at. I really do. I know, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I know where I am. I know where I work. I know where I'm from. I got to do a lot of checking here and there, here and there, here and there to maintain. And overall, I like money. So at the end of the day, besides being a sample, you know, outside of being a sample or a sellout or whatever, outside of that, I'm making my money. So I made people accept me, period. You know, you ain't going to make me be different.
What?
You ain't going to make me be different.
You're not going to make me be any different. You're not going to make me get mad if I don't let it. You're not going to do that. And then, you know, there's people that do get under your skin everywhere. I'm sure of it. Like I said, Big Mike had his thing. And I just want people to understand something. Is it worth going there? Is it worth losing your job? Is it worth going to jail? It really isn't.
And I would have made a great mistake if I would have sit there and shoved that dude. You know, if I would have shoved him or hit him or something, that would have been a motherfucking mistake I would regret. Just like when I first worked at the way I was working it, my job, because I wanted to do what I wanted to do because I felt I was entitled to, because I've been working there so long, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
You know, check yourself, man, on bullshit. People, and I will be 48 this summer, August 19th. My mama pushed out 48 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 48, you know, this year coming up. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, check your, you know, I should, and I got kids and stuff like that, wife married, and, you know, we use my money, you know, I support my family. Me losing my job would be me losing a lot.
Right.
Because I got to go back to the people that have to
over what? 5 seconds.
To them people. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, you're right, you got a lot. I was agreeing with you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got too much to lose, and so do he. He's just going through a divorce, you know what I'm saying? He's just getting his own place. You know, he's living with people, you know what I'm saying? So he has a lot to lose too. So thank God that, you know, he had a little bit of sense about himself too, and say, you know what? You know, I'm not gonna mess with this guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I will sleep with him. You know, the thing is, he had a few justice with a few other people. But like I said though, even though hindsight 2020. I went back as a man, though. As a man, I'm sitting here assuming that both of us, as a man, too, I went back and said, you know what, man? Hey, my fault. I apologize. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't even like that. You know, you a cool cat, you know.
You can't do that nowadays.
But you get to, but see, that's what a man does. A man recognizes what the fuck is going on, and you do what's right at all times. I had a chance to cool off or whatever, it was over. It was done. So I went to him as a man, even though, you know, it probably was over because, like one of my co-workers said, Mike, he wasn't even talking to you. But he was pushing my nerves all that day and before that week. So he's just getting on my nerves, period. And it just got to that point.
Right.
You know, but period.
I feel you.
You know, so. It did what it did. Like I said, but I went to him and I said something on, like, hey, man, that's all good. You know, so I shook his hand and everything. And like I said, now to the point, we straight as hell. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? But you need to go work before it gets to that point. Dude, I should have seen my thing is this is what should have happened. I should have went in and talked to him first. But I'm not talking about the guy that shot that man in the face because he's going to do some damage. If he had no gun, he's going to try to do something to him anyway.
Right, exactly.
Right. You know, he ain't in the workplace. He had a birthday party with a motherfucking missile. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't in his right frame of mind in the first place, like you said. You know, you at a birthday party, a children's birthday party, with a goddamn strap. You know what I'm saying? So your mentality already fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So something else is going on too. But motherfucker, at a workplace, like you and I at a workplace, we got to kind of check ourselves and see what the fuck we doing because, on some fact, we have a lot to lose. Too much, if you ask me.
And that's the thing too. It's just a mentality, and I don't think it's like you know you said like you went back to the street. I said I don't think you go back to the street. I think sometimes there's a buildup, and then sometimes people think because you knew they gotta test you, or somebody gotta be effing with you the whole time before you try to do something. I tell people all the time like, look, you know I'm not a kid, you know. This ain't how this is supposed to go. I know, and I feel it, especially if I feel somebody doing something wrong, I walk away most of the time. But it's sometimes, you know, sometimes it just, I don't know. It's just sometimes you just get it. Like I'm not gonna say that you your situation, you could have avoided. Like just like you said, you could have avoided.
Exactly.
Okay. The other stuff, if someone's coming at you, that's a whole different, you know, thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So my thing is with this thing and this happening, it's so tragic that I want to say, just so we can wrap it up here so we can move on to something else, you know,
try to at least think and understand when there's something, man, you still got to learn how to assess. I'm not saying be emotionless. I'm just going to say you got to know how to assess. Was pulling out a gun and then saying you just signed your motherfucking death warrant. And you know, maybe dude pulled out and that's why he was begging for his life. You know what I'm saying? We don't know that. We just know that whatever. Right. And I'm like, where it go, tragedy on top of tragedy, then on the end with a tragedy. It's just like, come on, you know.
Exactly.
That's just not good, man. This makes my head hurt sometimes because, you know, but, you know, people say, you know, put him in his shoes. People can rationalize anything, just so you know. I'm just going to say that real quick, too. People can rationalize anything. Yeah, I should have stabbed him 18 times because, you know, he was eating my chips. Okay, you was hungry.
He ate 18 chips.
You know, right, he was eating my chips. And, damn.
He ate 18 times.
18 times? He ate 18 chips. Wow. So, I mean, well, that's people rationalizing. That's how they will rationalize some things and not say people are crazy. And some people just don't like to admit that they're wrong. That's the other problem with a lot of people. Adult people. Adult age people, I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like I said, adult active people. I'm going to say adult age people. You know. And I'm not saying this dude was a career criminal or whatever this dude is, but obviously if you need to strap somewhere, dog, you didn't need to be anywhere where you needed to strap for whatever you was trying to prove to make, you know, I don't know what it is or whatever. You know, people do what they do. That's fine. But man, you know, come on. So, anything else, Big Mike? So before we wrap this up, we go to a real quick break.
No, we can leave that. We can leave the subject. That was good enough for us. I like that. So we can leave it though. You know what I'm saying? We'll pick up on that because somebody else is gonna do something stupid later in the week.
Right. You know what I'm saying? God, you know, we wish it wouldn't, but you know how that be. So we'll be right back with our Apex panel off top. We got a couple more things to talk about. So we'll be right back. Sure.
Apex Talk Radio would like to welcome you to the panel. Talk Radio. Apex Talk Radio would like to thank you for listening to the panel. If you'd like to join the show today, please feel free and call.
Track Slammers.
Each and every day. I do it. I will not lose each and every day. I do it. That's the routine. Each and every day. Each and every day. Every day. Each and every day. Mind on my money and my money on my mind, man. Yeah, I'm about to fuck the whole world till I climax. They be like, man, yo, I never see you chillin' with a block at. And they wonder why I be, motherfucker, never mind that. Yeah, I'm back on the road, getting this money and doing these shows. Doing it big as I flex on my foes, and I'm feeling like Ludacris throwing them bows. Yeah, get like that. They hate to see a young nigga rich like that. And mama pointed out she want a crib like that. So you know I gotta keep making hits like that. Like each and every day. I do it. I will not lose each and every day. I do it. That's the routine. Each and every day. Each and every day. Every day. Each and every day. And we checking at the hotel. Hoping that my radio interview go well. It was a hell of a night, new day, gotta propel. Got clientele waiting, then I gotta make more sales. I'm hustling music, hustling hard, cause someone gotta do it. Making it happen with niggas I'm cool with. Number one, excellent score on the rubric. Hit you the question, we back on the line. Told me get ready, we back on the rise. Venue was calling that money on time, and that's what it is when you stay on the grind. Each and every day. I do it. I will not lose each and every day. I do it. That's the routine. Each and every day. Each and every day. Every day. Each and every day. Each and every day. Every day. Each and every day. I do it. That's the routine. Each and every day. Each and every day. Every day.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is Apex Talk Radio, the panel real quick.
Yeah.
We back, me and Big Mike right here live in the favor. We got to talk about some good stuff. We want to get into something else Big Mike wanted to talk about because I kind of wanted to talk about it too. We're talking about, I'm going to say that the media reporting of the economy to people in the news needs to get a little bit more accurate. Or maybe stuff just ain't just everybody. I don't think everybody can be broke at once. Whenever they, because they be trying to make it sound like that, like everybody broke at once.
I like the way you put that. I like the color of your jib on that one. Everybody can't be broke at once.
Thank you.
Right.
Because they're like this. if everybody was broke at once, there'd be a mutiny on the hands. So that just means that there's certain people in they the people in a certain lines of work just ain't making that kind of money. And I think that's the problem.
Is it because we ain't got expensive cars, or we ain't got a bunch of houses, or we just, like some people just rent apartments? So you think they're sending economy something because no one's buying their merchandise?
Yeah, and that's what happens. That's what I think is happening. It's like it's like almost like it's the biggest marketing sales pitch of all time. Oh, the markets are low. Go out and spend money. That's what it's saying to you. Whenever they say that the markets are low, I think they try and get people to go out and spend your money. Doesn't mean go out to Walmart per se. It means spend your money as an invest in something, put your money on something, blah blah blah. Okay. And I think everybody just can't be broke all at one time like the news say, and it's just as bad as the political figures, to be honest with me, when they be doing the such and such approval ratings are down, whatever, according to polls. I didn't get asked a poll question. And I look at the sample sizes, so this is the same thing. I think this is the same thing. People look at the stock market and say there's no money. And believe it or not, everybody and everything ain't on the stock market. My company ain't on the stock market. So if they're going to go by that, you know, and we're still getting sales, then it's different. Now, if sales slow down, it's different. Does the market have anything to do with that? And I think because of what we sell, per se, is a different thing.
Right, you sell steel.
We sell raw steel. Like, we melt old, bad metals and steel. We put a recipe together and make different grades of steel for different applications.
That's
so we're making the raw material. We are making a raw material, and normally the last things to get hit are raw material, and then last things to get started are raw material. But in this case, it's a little different for us because we got a good product mix. We don't just make one type of thing. We have some in cars, we have some in guns, we have some in other stuff. You know, there's stuff in other stuff, motorcycle parts, nails, oil rig parts. You know, the steel goes, we made a whole bunch of bridges, all the steel for the bridges for these little nuts. We made this little, it's called a PC strand wire, but it's not really wire, but it's actual metal that they put on the bridges. So it's different applications. I just named about 18 different products probably right now. That's all
right.
That's all a mix. And that's how companies stay viable. Now, whether my company is doing something right or wrong, I think it just depends on a couple things. It just depends on what you're selling. Like music, for example, if you're into music, you gotta love doing music. I don't care what nobody say, because you ain't making a lot of money in music, to be honest with you. That's just a reality of it. So would people who don't have record sales being down, would they consider that the market is down? Hell yeah, because they ain't making no damn money off the record. So they would always have to be down. So, you know, you know what I'm saying, Big Mike? So it's just one of those things where if you ain't got no recruits, for example, you ain't got no recruits coming through the what's the name, you'll get laid off.
Right.
So there's no need for you. You know what I'm saying? Now, God forbid that. I'm just saying, God forbid, but I'm saying that's how it works. You know, that's how shit works around the people.
And they say the military is down. They say the military is down. You know, we get graduates. I mean, we go through divisions. You know what I'm saying? Of what we see. We start off with at the beginning of this week. We start off with 9 divisions. We're already up to 14 divisions because more people are checking in. And other guys, they went from 5 divisions up to 8 divisions. They got battle divisions. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers doing on battle cruises and shit like that. Then you got another galley that they got 12 divisions. Then you got another galley that got the one that's already graduated. They got so many motherfucking sailors coming through that motherfucking piece, man. It is ridiculous.
So you know what I'm saying then? Now. So you understand what I mean? So you're good. That's what I'm trying to say. But somebody will tell you that
hell
the recruitment. But see, you hear the news saying that recruitment is down. See, well, they don't use the I think this is probably like one of the biggest things that I think people get. And I think I've told Mike this whatever, because when I went to school here a couple years back here when I was going to school, and I'd always be sitting in class, and I'd be like I found out about polling data. They can ask 40 people. They have to say that they only ask 40 people, though, which people don't know that. If you go into the newspapers and you read the polls in the USA Today, there's a little section in the bottom that will tell you the sample size that they use. So when you hear the president's approval rating and you go, yeah, I agree with that, or no, I don't agree with that, that's what that's for. It's not for you to agree with the number. It's that they asked a couple people, because they didn't ask me if you're thinking that this stuff is the whole United States with the money, with the economy, with all that, if you think it's, they're not asking everybody in the United States, y'all. It's not an online quiz, everybody online, go, you know,
right,
hit a button. That's not how that works. They catch people in certain places, they ask them questions, and depending on who you are, you can skew the numbers to say whatever you want. And that's the part that I tell you all the time. Don't just fall into, I'm listening to the news. Don't fall into a personality. Hey, you ain't got to listen to us, but I'm going to give you the real. Because we had nothing to gain from lying. We had nothing to gain from, we ain't got no sponsors that's paying us not to say certain stuff. Like, don't eat cream cheese, eat cottage cheese. We ain't got nothing like that. We ain't got no kind of ties that way. So we're going to give you the real 100%, and hopefully we can do that forever. So be weary of the propaganda, because all this is propaganda. And whenever you hear certain things, oh, home ownership is up, they want you to think about buying a damn house. When
right.
they say home ownership is
now
down, they
like,
want you to buy a damn
say,
house, or they want
home.
You to get out of the market so they can lower the prices. So
right.
you got to think can about stuff when you look at news. Go ahead, Mike, my bad.
No. What you're saying, I just want to piggyback on what you said. They want to say it's up because they now you can go, hey, instead of a 8.9, I can get the house for 5.6 interest rate. That's why they do it. So now they say, oh, so this time to buy a house now because this the lowest the rate ain't been this low in years. I hate that fucking.
They said that a million times. I've heard that the last 15 years. Somebody said the rates ain't been this low. You know, whatever, and it can't get no lower than what I thought I got it for the low, and it got lower than that. But still, though, they always use those lines to make you. It's just certain stuff that they found out that pops out to people, and especially in the U.S. When they get stuff going good, when there's a flow, that's why they don't flood us with the international news as much. Like I tried to ask Mike, did you hear about those migrant people who tried to migrate from whatever? They end up dying in the what's that? 900 people boat capsized. 900 people died. And the UN, you know, are trying to get stuff going on. And they talked about the migrant smuggling crisis or whatever else. You know, it's just too much. There's too much death and tragedy going on elsewhere that when they cover us up with it, since we're such a consumer society, that's what they do to us. They say, okay, well, there's a sale. Like, here's the Black Friday in spring. I'm like, I said it too. So I saw that. I said, get the F out of here. And I don't mean like get the F out of here like get out of here like that. I mean really get the F out of here for real. You know, that's how they try to ramp up the money. Those TVs y'all getting for $200. You know, I got one. I ain't gonna lie. This last one. Hey, listen, I got one too. It worked awesome. But if I told you that they got those TVs in abundance from $10 to $20, they still making money. So don't be fooled by something. I tell people all the time. I tell people this a long time ago. I say, I don't care if it says 40% off. That means I got to pay 60% still out of my pocket. 60% out of my pocket still go to that for that sale. So if it was $3, it's $2 now. I'm still paying $2 still come out of my pocket to get it, right? Yeah, but you get the product. I know. I'm just saying. I'm still spending money. Don't call it a sale if I still got to spend a crazy amount of money for it. You know what I'm saying? And I hate the marketing. I hate to play. Like, I went to school for business and stuff, and you see all the stuff. You see why they do it. And it's a supply and demand thing. Like, everybody wants you to buy American-made, but American-made be like $10. And when the Chinese come in, it's $1. And on top of that's an import, so you're paying the import tax, so it's still only $1.25. You can't tell a family or people who have become thrifty, so to say, that they should go buy the American-made one when they can get the same T-shirt, or not the same T-shirt, but get
well,
that T-shirt
that's crazy to me
for less
American
money.
It's crazy to me buy American when you got motherfuckers over sweatshops making this shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Right, and even if you do have an American shop, that means you have to pay some American workers some money, so that means it's going to be a grip. And I'm all about quality. Mike will tell you that. But I ain't all about paying all my money out for something that I don't need. Because I look at stuff based on a needed and wanted. You know, if I get to that point where I say, I want this, I back off on it. I fight it. I contemplate it. I do whatever else. If I need it, there's no question. I don't hesitate. I don't hesitate. And then people are saying, and Mike might be saying, yo, that's simplest. And I said, no, some people don't know that. They think
right.
Everything is a want. Like, I want a cheeseburger
right.
or I want some groceries so I can have dinner. No, you need that. That's a need. You're supposed to don't buy the package. Don't buy the carton of cigarettes over buying your family dinner. Shit like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say drugs because that's a whole different lifestyle. I'm talking about cigarettes, for example, which need to be just a drug.
Lifestyle.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Mike's laughing about that. That's good. I like it. I like it, though. But, I think people don't understand the basics of their money. Like honestly, if you get food stamps, get as much food as you can. Don't sell them. Get the food that you can to get and eat that food, because at the end of the day, if you don't do nothing else, you ain't got no cash. Guess what? At least you can eat and go to work or whatever you're trying to do. At least you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. 'Cause when you're hungry and you ain't got no money, dumb shit starts to happen. So don't get caught up in buying stuff because some say it's a sale and you know it's going to take you out of your realm is what I'm getting at. Don't be fooled by the propaganda
right.
is what I'm trying to say. People get fooled by propaganda every day. So make sure that you know what you're getting into. This polling data, this economy going up and down. The only thing that can be true is the markets of the dollar going on. I told somebody like this. It wasn't you, Big Mike. No, it wasn't you. It was somebody else at work, I want to say. Well, the euro is whatever. I'm like, when you going to Europe? When you got to trade your dollar?
Right.
That's what you get worried about. People worry about that the wrong way. It's like, if you go to Europe and you like, damn, I got to exchange my money. I understand that, then. I get it. Damn, I'm only going to get this many euros for this much money. Shit, I'm going to be, damn, this is crazy. So my money, I have to save a little bit more so I can have the right amount. That's different. If something else is stronger,
right.
The only thing that hurts is import-export. At the end of the day, you more likely Walmart got whatever you got for the cheap, and you're going to do best by it. People don't shop that way no more. People shop by what they need for their family. And they get that. Extras come, extras go. But people don't shop the way. It's kind of like gas, okay? Mike, have you ever gotten 6 gallons of gas, or have you gotten $20 worth of gas?
Right. I get my gas.
Right. You get gas not based on how many gallons I'm going to get. You get it based on I got
right.
$50. My tank around that, that's it. That's all I'm putting in that motherfucker. You don't buy it by the gallon.
Right.
It's a gallon price on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a gallon price on it, but you don't buy gas that way.
Right.
If I got 20, that's all I can put in there. I'm putting 20 in there. That's me and anybody else across the board. So people don't do what they kind of, like, try to make you seem like you got to do. And it's kind of like people don't shop that way. So, you know, like, people catching up with stuff, like trying to catch up and trying to do whatever. We are a consumer society. Everybody sells those stuff all the time. There's ads in everything we do. Big Mike, just be thankful you and your situation. You ain't got to look at all that dumb shit on your phone. Just trust me.
Right.
Me on that, dog, because that'll get annoying. That gets annoying after a while, dog. It gets really annoying after a while. You're like, what the hell? No, I don't want no bras. I'm like, sound like a woman on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Am I getting fat? Do I need
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. I've got to touch my breasts. Like, they tell you I need bras on here, dog, you know? And you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy out there, man. It's just crazy. I think people just get duped by the wrong stuff. And you'll know if the economy going down. You'll know. When you start hearing about suicides.
Right.
When you start hearing about suicides. In the white collar community. Right.
You know, how's it shrinking? Like I said, I'm working every day, right? I'm paying tax.
Right.
I'm no million of people. Millions of people are working. And you say, everybody can't be broke at one time, so it's propaganda and it's a bunch of bullshit.
Right. That's what I mean by propaganda.
Because I'm not buying your car. I'm not buying your clothes. I'm not buying your houses. The government bailed out the banks when they embezzled all that money. They embezzled millions on millions of motherfuckers' retirement to themselves. The government itself
right.
the government vote they separate. And you talking about well, we in trouble. The only reason we're in trouble, if we not in no trouble, you just laugh and you can get more of my money in your pocket. Right. Coming out with new taxes. Well, we got to have a water. We got to have a watery luxury tax. You know what I'm saying? So we got to tax you on cleaning your water.
Yep.
You got to have
they
water.
That, real, that's coming to California. That's coming to California right now because they're having a water shortage.
Yep, we got to. That's taxable because anytime. Well, once they okay, you know what? We ain't making no money off this marijuana. So guess what? We're gonna make it legal for medical purposes. But you know what? We taxing you for it. You can grow it, but anytime they can get a thing hands on some money, they do it. So the economy is not streaming. The economy is actually expanding. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers is growing these weed fields. You know, motherfuckers is going to pay for
especially Denver. Was it Denver, Colorado? Yeah, Colorado is booming from what I heard. I heard today they gotten a lot of good tax revenue since they legalized marijuana. And I don't mean the medical. They've legalized marijuana, period.
And
the tax revenue off that, cause now people ain't got to hide it. Now people might purchase more. And, you know, it's stuff works in certain places. Like, I wouldn't give Judy the Weedhead legalized marijuana because she ain't going to know how to act. But I can't dictate who does what with what. You know what I'm saying? I can't. That's not my job. That's not my job to do that. But my job is as an American citizen, taxpayer, we want our money to try to go to as many things as it can, and you know what, we do pay our taxes. Trust me, everybody on every level of income pay taxes. And people say, well, you know, the rich are paying the majority of the whatever. I say, yeah, that's fine because they make the majority of the fucking money. So I get it. I understand why. Now, the way that they mad about that, that's how we feel. So when they take $1 million out of your $22 million or whatever the fuck you're doing, that's how I feel. When they take $144 out of mine for one thing, that's how I feel. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel the same way. So stuff affects us on different levels. Everybody different or whatever else. It takes rich people to start companies or invest in businesses so that they can thrive and they can hire people, whatever. People don't get it twisted. I brought the propaganda thing just so I can say this a little bit. I don't want to get too much off camera, but I brought it because I had another whole agenda when Big Mike sparked me on this in the first place. They need people to struggle. They need people to work at Walmart. They need people to work at McDonald's. They need people to do this. And I tell you all the time, y'all get mad about McDonald's. McDonald's is the easiest. Let me tell you how easy McDonald's is to work at. I'm just going to tell you real quick how easy it is. I worked there when I was young, when I was in high school, Mike. Okay? So I'm 16. I got a job when I was 17 years old at McDonald's. Okay? I go back. I need a part-time job. This is about when I start working here. So this is 04, 05. I just needed a part-time job. I worked at my one job. I want some more money. I was trying to invest in some stuff, so I was on my thing, you know. I was working there, and guess what, Mike? They had to train me. You want to know why?
No.
Everything was the goddamn same from then. That's how easy it is to work at McDonald's, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. So what? The bitch didn't want ketchup. She wanted mustard. So what? You chose it. Don't go in there with attitude. Work, do what you got to do, or leave. One of the two. You don't have to work there. Sorry. If that's all that's available to you, ride that shit till the wheels fall off. Attitude. We talked about this earlier. Attitude of certain things. Certain things don't need to be, oh, man. Yeah, I'd hate smelling like burgers and fries, too, especially if I wasn't eating burgers and fries and I smell like burgers and fries. I'd be pissed off because I'd be hungry and I'd be mad. I get it. I understand it. Not being funny.
Right.
It's true. Come home smelling like that. And trust me, I used to have to take, when I had my house and everything, I used to have to take my stuff off at the door, my whole uniform, everything. Then I never touched nothing. It went straight to the washer, and that load got washed by itself because me and my daughters worked there too at the same time or whatever. But you know, I was just doing it after school, whatever. You know, I was doing it after work, they were doing it after school, whatever. Just getting some extra money, going on vacation or whatever we was doing, right? So it was just crazy to see how many people would be such bad attitudes in there, and I'm like, I was clocking dollars when I was at McDonald's. That little bit of money for doing that, for what I was doing, standing up and making somebody food and having pride in it a little bit, not saying I'm a McDonald's dude. I'm just saying there's different attitudes to take. You know what I mean? You could be not working at all. You could not get half-price lunch and be eating somewhere where this costs $8 now, you can get it for $2.50 because the manager hooked you up.
Right.
You know? And now they want to strike, which I understand. People want rights and everything. I get it. But it's like, find a different job. If you want bigger and better for yourself, McDonald's, I ain't going to say McDonald's is a bad place to work. I'm just going to say maybe that ain't for you then. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing it just to get by, you're a high school student, just do what you got to do. And what I'm trying to get at is that's other propaganda involved in the whole thing with having certain jobs. They need people at those jobs. So some people ain't going to ever excel, Mike. Ever. That's sad to say. I don't even mean to say it. Think about it. They ain't going to let you. It's not they. I ain't going to say they. Most likely, 75% of it is yourself. You know, Big Mike could have gave up a long time.
Think about what you said, McDonald's. McDonald's got his own college now. You know, you can actually
right.
go. You can go. You can advance. You know what I'm saying?
You can advance, but people don't want to do it though. Because they're there, but they're like, this is all I can do. So why not do this? That's what I'm saying. Take advantage of everything they got. Like, they have – like, you can get a bonus at McDonald's. I don't know if people knew that or not. You can get a bonus at your McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. I ain't know
and
that.
People don't know that. I know that because you got to work so many hours before a certain time, blah, 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 all this stuff. And if they make a certain amount of money, blah, 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 which McDonald's makes money every goddamn day since they came
Man.
Into existence. You know, since they came into existence. So you think about, you know, Disney. You think about McDonald's. You think about Walmart. These people make money every day since they started, the companies.
Right.
McDonald's got so big that they couldn't even handle running all their stores. So you know what they did? Let me get these other peons who want to try to be something with themselves. Let them buy some stores.
Yep.
What they didn't plan on is people like taking it to the top. So they had to stop doing that.
Because
there's a couple people bought hundreds of franchises and they just got them everywhere. And you're like, dang, that's tight. So they try to buy them back in and say, you know, y'all can be corporate still. Y'all get the corporate hookup. Y'all get this right here. Papa Murphy's the same way. I found out this about Papa Murphy's. They got to find their own little people to get their pizza stuff as long as there's a certain list of vendors that they can buy from. That dude runs the company. You know what I'm saying? So he bought a franchise, and he did it. And that's something that I knew about before. And I just saw, Papa Murphy's, McDonald's, these people are buying the thing. Because the main companies can't run these many. They had to hire too many people. So they say, well, you know what? Here's your slice of the pie. Now you go make workers. Now you go get people and hire them. Now you do whatever. So they're making money off of not even having to work it. They just collect the money.
Right.
So there's always, like, people talk about the pyramid scheme, Mike, all the time. You know, people say, oh, you go to sell that Amway, that's a pyramid scheme. Life is a fucking pyramid scheme. Always has been.
It really is.
It's just, guys, as America, like, you can make what you can make of yourself, but if the right people don't want you to make that of yourself, you won't. And it's fucked up.
Right.
It's fucked up, and I'm not trying to hit at nobody's thing, but think about it. If you want to be aligned with the stars and do what you got to do, work hard at it. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do and be here. Just do not let other things hold you back or whatever else because they don't – I'm telling you, everybody don't need to be a man. That's why there's a certain amount of millionaires. There's a certain amount of them. Only a certain amount of billionaires. Not saying people can't become one if you hit the lottery and all the other shit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying how realistic is that? So if you're going to work hard at something, be a great business person, have a great idea – try to get your ducks in a row and pray to God that someone ain't trying to screw you. And that's what I'm getting at. Everybody's out to make money off somebody else. And that's what I'm getting at by saying that. I don't want nobody to be discouraged by me tonight, Mike. I'm saying somebody's always after, they're going to try to take something from you. Always.
Right.
Always. That way. Always. Somebody wants to try to angle to try to see how they can, like, live off of you. Because that's what they do. You know.
There's fucking like leeches.
Right, they're leeches. They live off. They're a parasite, a tick.
Mm-hmm.
And these companies that parade as predators, they're leeches too. You know, they're many tentacles. They just but they're just leeches too. So I mean, you know, you gotta you know, when all this stuff comes down, you gotta understand who's owning it. I told somebody the other day, find out, tell me who runs Charlie Blue.
I just came back to the room. I'm not coming back to the room. I'm walking around in my room. I just sat back down.
I really quick just looked at the score real quick. I just got my TV on. Brooklyn only down by one point against Atlanta. I'm just going to tell you that 89-91. Just want to tell you that real quick as I sat down. So that game is getting really close, just to let you know.
Your first chicken armor. It could be the first chicken armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but back to the same, but you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, D.
No. I was just getting to telling people, like you know what I'm saying, you just got to realize you have to understand your situation, plow forward, and go
don't
hard
go
at it.
Don't go for the fool's gold.
Don't go for the fool's gold. Like,
work,
there's a girl.
Right, work your job. Try to invest your money soundly. You know, save for your retirement so you can have you something that you can know. And don't put your money in the mattress. Don't do that either. But you know what I'm saying? And you know, you got to. I remember when the savings and loans went down, the Bush back in the 89, 90, when savings and loans, there's no more savings and loans anymore. When they corrupted that because they was investing money. But you know, you got to start these banks to a certain point. And you know what I'm saying? Because they take your money, even though you put your money coming to that bank, even though it shows $1,000 net that you have your money in there, they take your money and invest your shit. What you aren't even knowing about your money, as soon as your money goes to the bank, it's being used for something else. They put their money, they're gambling with your money. And I'm not trying to scare people because, you know, the banks are insured, but, you know what I'm saying, like I said, the government had to bail them out. But the banks are insured, but they are taking your money and they are gambling with your money.
Oh, yeah, they are. Because I tried to go take a large amount, about 5 stacks. If people know what 5 stacks is, that's $5,000. And they told me I had to wait. I said, no, my net money, my money in here, I have well over that amount in here. What the fuck's the problem? I needed my money, you know, for something. You know what I'm saying? Well, we can do this. See, they'll try to give you a cashier's check, whatever. They ain't going to cash you out. Because the bank, believe it or not, ain't got all everybody's money that's in that bank. Everybody's money ain't there. The physical money, I'm saying. The physical. If you want your money, your physical money in there. They'll write you as a cashier's check in a heartbeat. Tell them, well, we don't have that kind of money, sir. We're going to have to let you do whatever. Because they're trying to keep track of what you're doing with taking out $5,000. Because they know that why is this big chunk out of us? Because, see, they have to realize their little shit.
Yeah, that's it. Like when I was catching my tax checks, when I get a big tax check, I want to. Well, we have to wait to see, make sure this money clears first. So basically, you tell
what kind of shit is that?
Like you said, we don't have $5,000. We have to make sure this money clears first.
Right. Like there is no insurance. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no insurance if it does go wrong. And, you know, and that part of me just gets me so funny with that even. Like I said, you know, everything is created to keep you in a certain thing because they know people aren't as disciplined. And discipline helps in situations. People aren't as disciplined. They see something, they want it. We impulse buyers. We go get it. We don't play. You know, I've learned that over the years that I can't be that way and still have the shit that I got. I got to chill out. I don't need everything tomorrow. If it ain't blood because I'm about to die, I don't need it tomorrow. I don't need it tonight. I can wait. You know how many video games I pass up that I love to just buy? Just be like, nope, I go and look at them and touch them. And you can call it window shop, but I can get it. But I'm like, do I need it? I always ask myself, am I going to have time to play this? And with my plate right now, I got the two projects going on, plus the three projects with Apex, you know, what we're doing with Apex. I don't have time for that, to have anything new right now. I have Gamefly still, but, you know, there ain't nothing that I want in there really until whatever, and I keep that going because I've been doing that since 09. So, I mean, I try to tell people all the time, like, you're going to learn. So I'm trying to tell these young dudes, especially these young dudes that I work with, you're getting this money right now. You're getting some good money. Don't mess it up.
Right.
Do not mess it up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it all boils down to. Don't be fooled.
Right.
Don't let it down.
Don't think you're getting something for nothing.
I don't want to get into that one.
Right. Anytime you say they say send me some money, I'll send you this. Don't do that. You can make $1 million if you send me $29.99. Don't go for that one. That's a game. That's a scam. You know,
yeah,
or
never,
I'm going to send you a check. I'm going to send you a check. This is the latest one I've seen right now. I'm going to send you a check for $2,000 you put into your bank account. You put the check in your bank account, and you spend the money, but they got your bank account number now, so they can take everything out your bank. Don't go for that one. That's a scam, too. So y'all
you know how you and them. I don't see none of that shit no more.
Oh, yeah. People talk to you about this stuff all the time.
No. I see it. I know what it is, but, I mean, for my email, I got that shit on lock. I don't get none of them offers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see none of them offers.
Mm-hmm.
All my email, all that shit go away because, I mean, that's a straight-up scam. Like, you got to report that. Like, if you see that on your email, you put it in the spam folder, then that way it gets marked. And then that way they'll trace it back, and if they're doing something, they'll go get them. I don't, man, unless I know I'm getting email, half the time, if I know where it's from or whatever, because I get emails every day, 10 to 20 of them a day for different stuff, for music, whatever. I still got to look at them. I got to make sure whatever. If it ain't something I don't know what it's about, I don't even open it up. If I open it up, I open it up on my phone because it can't corrupt my phone. So it's one of those things where it's like it can mess up a computer, and I use my Mac normally or my iPad, but for that stuff like that, if I have to open up, I'm not sure what it is. If it's offers, Mike can tell you, them people offering that stuff, boy, they're trying to sell you a dream, boy. You better watch what y'all doing out there. So, we're going to go to break real quick. We're going to come back on the other side, maybe not. We all know me and Big Mike going to holler at y'all probably tomorrow. But we're going to go ahead and go to a little break, and we're going to chop it up, see if we got one more good segment for y'all right here on Apex. Mike, does that sound good?
It sounds good to me.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Apex Talk Radio, the panel.
Apex Talk Radio would like to welcome you to the panel. Talk Radio. Apex Talk Radio would like to thank you for listening to the panel.
Archive, you know what I'm saying? You know, we appreciate y'all. Check us out. Big Mike, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Hey, man, I just want to say, demo, we shut it down with that one. If y'all didn't hear this one, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really messed up because, you know what I'm saying? The economy is not shrinking. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
don't be scared to be on the radio. Please don't.
Right.
Please don't be scared.
Invest wisely. Don't invest wisely and take care of your money, because you know what? You're going to need it to take care of you later.
Yep, at some point. And just remember, whatever you're putting up now is going to be worth probably like 10% of what it's worth now. So I tell people that all the time, man. You might have to do a little bit more than what you think you're going to need. So, you know. That's going to be a whole other show. Matter of fact, we might talk investments next week. We might talk about investments next week just so we can talk about, you know, not where to invest your money at. We talk about how to invest your money, especially into yourself, you know, first of all, you know. So,
right.
Because you don't start at charity starts at home. Everybody says that all the time. And that's true. And we're going to talk about that. So maybe on the panel next week, when y'all get y'all heads out of your butt a little bit and y'all want to hear some truth, y'all can tune into the panel with me and Mo Big Mike. Right here on Apex Talk Radio.
Peace.
Peace.